45 minutes past the 7 o'clock hour here this morning. It's VIP Wednesday. Good morning, VIPs.
Good morning.
Mr. Bookie.
I'm the bookie here today. Every other day it's just James. But, okay. You know, on Wednesdays it's the bookie.
Yes.
Welcome to VIP Wednesday. Welcome to Pro Football Pick'em. Thank you, VIPs, for joining us here this morning. It was a eventful week. A lot of close games last week. We did have a winner that found a way to go 15 out of 16, Mary Leitzel.
Wow.
$100 gift card.
Yeah, good job.
Yeah.
What game did she score?
I did not see which game she missed. I did not see that.
I'm going to guess the Denver game.
I'm going to guess the Denver game as well. I think all of us probably missed the Denver game.
I did not.
No, you went Indy. Okay, all right. There we go. she also had the Chargers winning 24-14, which I think is pretty close to what the final, I think it was 20-9, if I remember correctly.
Yeah,
so pretty close. 15 out of 16, Mary Leitzel. She's a winner. $100 gift card to PO News. Congratulations to her. This week
Mary.
We have a $100 gift card to Pit Crew to You on the line, so you can use it to buy some tires from Pit Crew to You,
service,
something like that. Yeah, great service. I've bought tires from them before, so shout out to Pit Crew to You. $100 gift card to them. If you're the winner this week, make your picks. Head over to Pro Football Pick'em and make your selections, and you could be the winner. You can sign up right now. We already have, when I checked here, it looks like we have about 566 users on our survival game, but overall, we've got, I think, close to about 700, 800, if I remember correctly, something like that. So,
wow, that's a
good number.
Good.
Yeah.
We
can increase that. Go and check it out. Pro Football Pick'em, sharedmedia.com, under the contests and promotions page. You can still sign up week to week winner. So, if you're signing up week three, probably not a great chance of the national winner or the overall winner, maybe. Who knows? If you go absolutely insane.
They wipe out 4 weeks.
They do wipe out 4 weeks, so you're right. That's true.
Yeah.
But at the very least, you can win a weekly prize every single week by heading over there and making your picks. And if you get all of them right, close to all of them right, then you can win a $100 gift card to Pit Crew to You here this week and more prizes along the way. So go check it out. Pro Football Pick'em. Sign up right now. It's very easy on the contest page on SheridanMedia.com. Let's take a look at the last week. Carol's Furniture Gang,
woo,
bringing up the rear, as they say.
I feel like it's a tug of war.
Yeah, you know, it's all right. Chuck and Jamie, both you guys had 10.
Yeah.
Honestly, not terrible for a bad week. You'll take the double. I think Andrew said it last week. Anytime you're in double digits, you're
double
happy.
Digits.
Yep. There were some interesting games, and I made some picks early in the week that I just kind of let rest there and ruminate, and they didn't. They didn't age like fine wine. I'm just going to say that. Yikes!
That is that's rotted. The bane of all the picker's existence. You know, you're like, oh, this one feels like it's going to go this way, and then it doesn't go that way. I did that with. I don't think I ended up picking the Bears, but I had a very good feeling about the Bears.
Oh, I picked the Bears.
I was like, Ben Johnson coming back to town. It's a revenge game.
I was hoping.
And then,
Yep.
That's not what happened.
Rebound.
That is not what happened at all. So 10 points for both Jamie and Chuck. And then the other two, First Northern Bank, you guys, second and, well, tied for first. Andrew, 13. Melanie, you had 12, right?
Yep.
12?
Switched to pick at the end to let Andrew take it.
Oh. Yeah. Came back to bite you, that pick switch?
Yep, I switched to Houston. Yep. And actually, Houston should have won the game. I don't know what they kind of gave up on the end.
That's how most, unfortunately, that's how... It feels like every NFL game this year has been like the last 3 minutes. It goes back and forth.
Yeah.
Over and over.
Kind of fun to watch, though.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it has.
Definitely.
Yeah. It's good games.
It's the best version of football to watch. It, like, the worst game this week was, like, Detroit-Chicago. It was over by halftime.
Yeah.
Right.
That's
like, okay. The Denver game, though.
Yeah, that was a bad
talk
game
about
to
emotions.
Watch. For me.
Yeah. Holy cow.
That was a mess. That was a mess of a game.
I thought my sons-in-law were going to just die.
Yeah. Indianapolis, which is crazy because I don't think anybody had this, but Indianapolis has yet to punt this year. They have not punted a single time.
Yeah,
Offense all of a sudden, the best
that.
Offense
That's
in
cool.
the league. Yeah, it's insane. 13 for Andrew, 13 for me. You know, there's another week. We're just here's what I think. Hey, the drive's trying to
be humble here, folks.
Yeah, he's sitting at the top.
I'm not coming up last because I'm humble. It's because I'm in first.
Yeah, you enjoy it while it lasts.
Yeah. No, the Thelma and Louise cliff is coming. It is coming. It's just right around the corner. 13 for me, 13 for Andrew. Tied for first. Good weeks for both of us. Good weeks for everybody. Again, double digits. Hey. You'll take it.
Yeah.
Honestly. Yeah. Again, worst 4 weeks are also thrown out. I don't think 10 is going to be a worse week. We've had worse before. Much worse before. So I don't think we have to worry about that. But again, the worst 4 weeks are thrown out. So if you are somebody that had bad picks, don't fret. The worst 4 weeks are thrown out. Let's go ahead and take a look at the games here for this week. Let's start things off Thursday, because it's our, I guess, our makeshift hometown team now, Buffalo.
Yeah.
We've kind of adopted them, if you will.
Yeah. The whole Buffalo state
Bills.
Has,
yeah, the
right?
whole state has kind of adopted them. Buffalo Bills, they're taking on the Miami Dolphins. Two teams going in polar opposite directions right now. What do you guys got? I'll start with Andrew.
It's easy, Buffalo.
Yeah, Buffalo. And I think everybody else says the same thing, 1%.
Yeah, I think it's 99% is what I see here for Buffalo.
Tua's mom actually is that 1%. Yes. I'm going to go Buffalo.
Buffalo, yeah.
And Buffalo.
Buffalo. I'm with you. Buffalo as well. It's a tire fire down in Miami right now. It's a mess down there. So
but
no confidence.
You know what?
Yeah.
Things That's could really change.
It's a Thursday. Thursday night games tend to kind of be a little
it
weird.
It could, but not... Not on Thursday.
No, not this Thursday. I do think it'll probably be. I do think it'll be a little closer for comfort than I think Buffalo fans will be, because it's Thursday games are weird. Yeah, like nobody really knows what's going on. Yeah, and Buffalo. I mean, we've seen them give up some big plays, and Miami is a big playoff.
And Josh is going to have two black eyes.
Yeah, true. Did he end up breaking his nose in that game? Is that what happened?
He was bleeding.
Yeah. It was crazy. Wow. Yeah, that was. Football,
of course
man.
He was, right?
Yeah, I mean, well, he put gauze up his nose. He was back out there like the next play. I was
Cowboys
like,
all
right, dude. Yeah, that's right.
No kidding.
Cowboy up.
All right, next one here. Let's go to Denver. They're traveling. They're taking on the Los Angeles Chargers, the upbeat Los Angeles Chargers. Looking like a better team than we've seen recently. What do you think, Andrew?
This year I'm going with a new strategy. I'm not picking with my heart. I'm picking with my brain. Yep. I'm going with the Chargers.
Chargers. Jamie?
Yeah, I picked the Chargers as well.
Yeah, Chargers. Chargers? They're looking good.
I am going Chargers.
I think it's a sweep here for Chargers, which is bound to bite us.
This is horrible radio.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah, this is bad.
Truly.
Yeah.
I'll slap a solid maybe on there.
Yeah, that's right.
Hey, you know what? The heart comes back.
TM right there. That's
The heart started talking to his brain. He was like,
we'll watch that one. That's going to switch right at game time there.
Chargers, though, I mean...
Much to his chagrin.
Yeah, exactly. The Chargers have been surprising. I think
I agree.
They have a very real chance to win the AFC West this year if the Chiefs don't figure out what is going on down there.
That's funny.
Yeah. They're doing the Melanie Jacobs thing.
That's
where
true.
Like,
they kind of. I mean, to be fair, they did do that last year.
I don't think Travis Kelce's thinking that though.
No, yeah, he was
upset.
He's
fired up.
Yeah. Next, we'll go Melanie. Your team here, Dallas. They're traveling to Chicago. What do you think?
Oh, I'm going to the Big D, Dallas. Let's go.
Big win last week.
Oh, that was awesome.
Fun game to watch.
Yeah, it was fun.
I'm going against the Bears again. I've made my Bear pick of the year. So, Dallas, go boys. The boys.
I don't know yet. I'm a maybe.
Yeah, you Dallas. Go ahead and pick the Bears.
Go ahead. Pick the Bears. That's fine. We'll say, all right, that's fine.
We might. Yeah. We might.
Honestly, hey, you know what? I don't hate it. It does feel like Chicago needs a bounce back game after, I mean, two straight
and
losses.
And they are at home. I'll give you that.
They are at home. Soldier Field, not
Didn't
an easy place to play.
Vikings.
That's true. I mean, they won about three quarters of that game, and then they just
that
blew
was
it.
Wild.
I mean, Andrew?
I think Dallas might score 100 points this game.
Probably not wrong.
Dewey hopes so. He's got Dak in his fantasy.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, exactly. all right,
that's right. All touchdowns are all passes.
Yes. Chuck, your adopted team from last year, Detroit, right? Is that what you said?
Yeah,
you
were kind of adopted. And I still haven't decided. Actually.
That's all right.
I haven't decided. Hey. I had a little birdie tell me that it was Patrick Mahomes' birthday today.
Is that true?
That's somebody. A
I'm
going
to take your
What's
word
that got
for
to do with
that?
Detroit?
A bell
yeah.
I just want to say happy birthday, Patrick.
Yeah, he's listening.
Patrick,
known listener.
Thank you. Yes, he's a known. I think
fan.
He's in there.
Big fan of what we do here.
Yes, exactly. No, I think so.
Not really.
So Detroit versus Baltimore, that is going to be a
fun game. Hopefully.
I put Baltimore right now. That is a solid maybe TBD-er, but okay. I pick Baltimore. I don't know. Detroit looked kind of poor the first week.
Bounce back
way better
time.
Than the second week.
Yeah.
So, maybe I need to get on that silver and blue train again.
Why not? It's a fun team.
Yeah.
Andrew?
I'm going Baltimore on this one.
Okay.
Baltimore. Derrick Henry, they get him rolling, and literally that's what happens.
Guy's an animal.
Yeah. So I'm thinking Baltimore.
I'm going Baltimore. This is kind of like the girls on the boys, in my opinion, and Baltimore's going to roll them.
Does that mean I'm a...
Yeah. No, you're on the boys' side.
I'm on the boys' side, right?
They're the... Baltimore's...
I'm like, what?
Baltimore's the hard
what are we doing
team.
Here?
Yeah.
Baltimore's one of my favorite teams to watch in the entire league just because they do so many... like interesting things trying to get Derrick Henry the football.
Mean.
Yeah, they're mm-hmm. mean. Dude. Their defense is fun to watch. They're
Can
just
you imagine that guy running at
no.
you?
No,
that's terrifying.
No, I'd make a business decision. Yeah, and then like, I'd be gone. Yeah, I'd be cut.
Dive the other
yeah,
way.
That's
try to trip him with your feet as you're
lay down.
There's yeah. a lot of people that try to do that, and guess what? It doesn't work. So that's
he'll just step on you.
Yeah, pretty much. Or he just runs you over.
He
yeah.
literally does.
He's insane. But great player. I love watching him run too. All right, we'll go to shoot this game into the sun because I don't want to watch this. Cincinnati, Minnesota, two backup quarterbacks playing against each other. Not the most enjoyable thing in the world. Because I'm the Minnesota guy, I guess I'll start. I'll go, this one's hard. I think I'll go Cincinnati, though, to be honest with you. Minnesota gave me nothing on Sunday night that I was very excited about. So I'll go Cincinnati in this game. Andrew?
I'm going to go with the Vikings solely just because they're the home team this
yep.
game.
That's fair.
Yeah, I'm thinking Vikings, too.
Okay.
My heart says Cincinnati.
Cincinnati. Sure. Who day?
I'm going Bengals.
Bengals, okay.
I Logan think, Wilson, right? Can we yeah, do that?
Still, I think yeah. he got, if I remember he correctly, he got hurt in the oh. first game. I don't know if he played in the second okay. in, against well, Jacksonville, but yeah. I'm not sure.
Maybe he's coming back.
Hopefully so. We love seeing a Wyoming guy
yeah.
playing in these games. Yeah. Let's go through a couple of interesting ones. Oh, we haven't talked New Orleans yet, Jamie.
Yeah.
Let's do New Orleans. New Orleans at Seattle.
I mean, that's why we're not talking yeah. about it. So, and I get it, but I probably am going to go Seattle, and because I've been, but this might be the team, you know, this is where New Orleans will win when mm-hmm. I pick against them. So, we'll see.
That's the great thing about picking against your team, though, because you're right either way.
Yeah, no
Got
doubt.
Got the pick right,
like, yeah.
or my team won,
right.
you know?
That's a great way to
look at it. Great way to look at it.
Andrew?
The Saints fight. They're playing hard. I'm going to go with the Saints on this one.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
I appreciate that.
All right.
Away, that's
Seattle
awesome.
Seattle doesn't look that great.
I appreciate that, too, yeah. Andrew.
Their defense is
I feel like I'm going to get a point on Andrew. I'm going to pick the Seahawks.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes. Let's gain a point.
Seattle.
Yeah, gain a point.
Let's collectively all gain a point on Andrew.
Yes.
Seattle it is.
Don't
that's the
change.
Play. This is going to come back to bite us, but
it could.
We're going Seattle.
And my pick might change it. Yeah. Andrew, so.
All right, one more here. We got about 2 minutes to go, so we can probably go maybe two more. Actually, let's go one more, and then we'll do our survivor picks. Let's do that.
Yeah,
let's do Houston-Jacksonville. I think this game is pretty interesting. Houston 0-2, Jacksonville 1-1. Kind of blew that game against Cincinnati. Melanie, who you got?
This is a mind-boggling one. I'm going to go Jacksonville.
Okay.
Yeah, I got Jacksonville as of right now.
Okay.
Houston's tough. Dang.
Yeah.
I know, it's hard to, yeah.
I'm going Houston.
Okay.
Oof, Houston's hard to watch right
yeah.
now.
They kind of gave up on me at the end there. That bothers.
I'm going Jacksonville.
Our offensive line is kind of a mess. C.J. Stroud feels like he's running for his life every time he drops back to pass.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
I think I'm expecting a bounce back here from Houston. I think Houston wins this one. Hopefully. I guess we'll see. All right, our survivor picks. Are we ready for those?
Yes.
I think there's one glaringly easy option here, I think, for a lot of people. If you haven't picked Buffalo... I'm picking Buffalo this week. That's my pick as my survivor pick of the week. I haven't picked them yet, so I'm going Buffalo. Melanie?
That is the easy pick.
That's the easy pick.
But I'm going to go Green Bay.
Okay, Green Bay over Cleveland is your pick.
Actually, I'm in agreeance with Miss Melanie here.
Okay.
That's who I have.
Green Bay?
Yeah.
Jamie?
Maybe Baltimore.
Baltimore over Detroit.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay, living on the edge. Detroit, good team.
Yeah,
okay.
I like that.
Andrew?
I'm going to go with Indianapolis before the magic runs out. Get them off the board.
Getting the hot team
yeah.
against Tennessee. That's honestly not
that's
a bad option either.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good pick. All right. That's it.
Who's yours?
Mine's Buffalo.
Okay.
Over Miami, Thursday night.
You.
Get it out of the way.
Yeah.
I got no confidence in Miami right now.
Yeah.
I'm going Buffalo.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. All right.
Oh, boy.
That's going to wrap it up for us here today. Thank you, VIPs.
Thanks, James.
Yeah, you too. We'll see how it all... how it all works out this week. Pro Football Pick'em. You can still sign up over on SheridanMedia.com. And we'll see you next week with more Pro Football Pick'em here on AM 930 and 103.9 FM, KROE.